This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy, happy, tap your toes. Farrell, I always wonder whether I pronounce his name right. Farrell Williams, not Farrell, Farrell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is such a great song. Crank this up, will you please, James? I want to be happy. I want to be crazy. All right, see if I can get those two accomplished in 2024. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's something that's new. It's going to be offered next year in England. A college is going to offer a degree in magic and also a subset in occult science. The professor's name is Emily Solov. She's a professor of medieval Arabic literature, University of Exeter, says the idea came from a surge in interest in the history of witchcraft and a desire to create a space where magic could be studied across the academia fields. Let's see, this is in today's New York Times. I should get to Uri about this, right? This would be right
this
up here.
This is cool, yeah.
Yeah, right. Study of dragons in Western lore, practice of deception and illusion by David Blaine, the philosophy of psychedelics, part of the syllabus here. Let's see here. Who else have we got? There's somebody else who wants to teach a course or be involved in the course is Professor Christina Oakley, who's a retired medieval history professor. There are a lot of people that go back to, I should actually go to my son-in-law, who is a medieval specialist. He's the world's foremost expert on Chaucer. Okay, what do you do with that? You become a college professor. But he also has an area, well, Megan does too. Her studies were in, not medieval, but the Georgian era of female authors, and sometimes they were tied to the occult. The occult is nothing new at all. As a matter of fact, it's kind of old. One of the things that that we've carried down, I guess, through the years is our interest in the things that we don't really understand. And then the religionists get a hold of it, and they want to throw you out of whatever the religion is that you're in if you believe in this sort of thing because it's witchcraft and nothing good comes of witchcraft. I'm not sure that's true at all, frankly. But I want to follow this. Let's make a note, a mental note. Let's find out how this thing works out during the course of the year. Here's the story from Oklahoma. Those of you listening in Oklahoma City, you probably know this story already about the judge who was caught playing with her phone as a mother was in front of her sobbing about the murder of her child. The judge was suspended. She, during the course of the trial, sent 500 texts ridiculing the prosecutors. Yeah, you know the story. Yeah. So she's been essentially fired. So people and their crazy stuff.
Especially so heartless and unprofessional.
Yeah.
Some of the texts included calling the toddler's mom a liar and.
Yeah, she shouldn't. There's no business being there. Was that? I don't know whether she was elected or appointed. Do you know? Can you get that from?
Oh, I'm unsure of that.
The story. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. All right, here's the story of another woman who burned Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic. Judge ordered her to pay almost $300,000 in restitution. The prosecutors were looking for that much, and she was told that she has to pay it all back, pay back the cost of setting up the clinic. Her name is Lorna Green. She also was sentenced to 5 years in the slammer for burning down the Wellspring Health Access facility before it was, I guess it was under renovation at the time.
Like arson is still arson, you know?
Yep.
Regardless of
if you're that crazy about this sort of thing, people are just crazy when it comes to the discussion of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy. And it's like, I see this emotional connection. It's like, I wonder, why are you so tied to Trump or anybody else who's a politician or anybody, you know, Joel Osteen or whoever or some radio guy? What is there about the connection that you feel for? Let's turn this around a little bit. There are healthy objects of affection and there are unhealthy objects of affection or attention. And we're all the arbiter of that. I could say, in my mind, this kind of stuff is very unhealthy. The things we're talking about, this woman who burns down the abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm. Another example of extremism.
Yeah. And then there are people who are, I guess, going back to the era of Elvis Presley, or the Beatles, or anybody, you know, some big stars that are around today, Taylor Swift and the reaction to her. Is it unhealthy or is it healthy? Is it okay? I mean, we all have people in our lives that we've been close to, whether we knew them personally or not. There were plenty of people that worshipped at the altar of the Beatles during mm-hmm. the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and Elvis as well in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. Buying tickets to the shows and then passing out as soon as they hit the stage.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a fan and you know, be interested in a recording artist or any kind of celebrity. But it's a whole other thing to idolize them and, like you said, put them on this pedestal where you make them larger than God almost. You almost, it's dehumanizing in a way when you think about it because these are real human beings. These are really their jobs. And when they are off the clock, they are normie norms like us.
Mm-hmm. Normie norms.
Yeah.
All right, another jailbird story. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been in jail for 8 years. She is set to be freed from prison. She murdered her mother in June of 2015. 32 years old now. She is going to be freed from jail today. She recalls, is she one of the ones that Biden pardoned? Is she one of those that...
No, I think it was just her time was up. She got with this guy and convinced him to murder the mom. What's it called? Not Stockholm Syndrome.
Murder
Munchausen. Munchausen by proxy. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Her mom basically was making Gypsy Rose sick, was keeping her sick, having everybody convinced that she has all of these health issues and cancers and all of these things, where it was the mom doing it. It was basically child neglect. Child abuse.
Child abuse, yeah. Yep, well, there's a lot of that going around, that's for sure. All right, here's something from our neighbors to the north. We seem to have been talking a lot about Canadians this week. There is a new updated travel advisory to take effect the first of the year. Polite warning from our friends to the north. The message, which has been made public, basically calls attention to the shift in policies governing abortion and the rights of LGBTQ people here in America. And so Canadians have, this is not a governmental thing, but it's something that has made the rounds or is making the rounds in Canada because a lot of Canadians love to come to America. I know there's a whole beeline down from eastern Canada. Canadians love to go to Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County in the wintertime, half the people that are there come from Canada. I remember my father became very friendly with a fellow who was in the same business my father was in, and they were in the same building together on Singer Island. And they spent lots of time together playing golf. The wives were friendly. They had dinner all the time. And it brought me around to thinking. I started then looking. This is back in the 60s and the 70s. I would look for how many cars were registered in Canada. And there were more cars registered in Canada than you could find from New York or Massachusetts or New Jersey or wherever. So the reason I tell you the story is because things have changed And Canadians, I'm sure you find plenty of Canadians, older Canadians, in Florida. But the younger Canadians who might come to America to travel, like we go to Canada, you know, it's kind of nice, the tourist stuff. The Canadians cross over Niagara Falls, for example, and they drive to New York City in a tour. They're now being told that, and this is by several travel advisors, to be aware, to be concerned about, if you will, what's going on in America with regard to the stuff with LGBTQ people and the abortion issue. Canadians do not find themselves like-minded when it comes to Americans, or at least to these issues in America, which I find very interesting. I think it's bad for the country to have so much focus on this. And will it be, if Trump gets back into the White House, will it be worth, is there more worse, is the authoritarian path that sort of started when he was president before? A lot of, you know, he said, basically he's warning, if I get back in, I'm going to fix you guys. And I'm going to do more of this sort of thing. And so Justin Trudeau, who's the prime minister, says that the far right in America is out of control, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
Far, either which side, anything that's far-sighted is out of control.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so there are lots of different, what is it now? 14 states have reversed or declare the Roe v. Wade is okay. I don't know what the lingo is. But each state that it's been put up, Ohio is the most recent one. Each state where Roe v. Wade-like issues come to the surface, it's always gone in the direction of people having the choice that Roe v. Wade represents, right?
21
That's one of the
states
big things.
And D.C. Yeah.
I think that'll be one of the big stories also. For the year, as I'm sort of speculating on what we'll be talking about on the year-end broadcast. It's Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads Bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's now 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner as we inch our way toward the end of the year. This is a portion during every hour that we focus on social media, things that are trending, and sometimes the technology itself. And so this is an appropriate story for us to discuss, Jay. The fact the New York Times has decided to sue Microsoft and OpenAI, and I guess some others. They're using the articles in the New York Times to train these chatbots. The AI.
So then compete stuff with them.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I don't blame them. I'd sue the hell out of them.
Yeah.
For lots of different reasons, but this is one way of putting a stop to this sort of thing. So, of course, there was no comment. What's the connection between OpenAI and Microsoft? That I'm not clear about that. Is that Microsoft company now? Do they own
OpenAI? No, well, they're both being sued because they're both...
They're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing with the chatbots and the AI and all of that they're using. What? And I don't think that the New York Times are the only ones they're using. They're just the ones who are suing them right now. Yeah. But they're basically taking their work, teaching AI how to generate the same kind of work or even make it better, and then competing with them. That's absurd.
But what do we need this for? This is the other thing. If you have it in one place, one source, how many aggregational points are there? You see, like Huffington Post, right? Aggregates a lot of liberal points of view and stories and republishes it, repurposes it. And I remember when, Arianna Huffington started this whole thing, there was nothing new, there was no creativity involved, it was just basically using stories and putting all the common stories together that would appeal to a liberal audience. And she sold the damn thing for $300 million or something to somebody. This is great business. I like to figure out how to do it myself. I mean, you could say, well, you're doing it every day, Doug, because we take information that we glean. Jay has her sources, which are not mine. I have mine. And I look at it. This is a news talk radio program, so we talk about what's in the news. And I choose to pick news stories, and so does Jay, that are not necessarily on the top of the heap. Certainly, we talk about things. An issue is what's going to happen with artificial intelligence. That's something we all need to talk about and all want to know more about. frankly. But then, you know, where do you get your information on Ukraine war, and where do you get your information on how the government runs, and, you know,
and are you looking at multiple sources, so you aren't just getting somebody's opinion? How often have we seen, especially when it comes to celebrities, a photo that's used, and they're talking in favor of somebody and against somebody else, and you can tell just in... by looking at the photo, they use a good photo for the people they're the person they are for, a horrible, unflattering photo for who they're against. And if you read that same story from a different news outlet, you get pieces of the truth, and then another varying opinion.
As the best example I can think about is Newsmax and the pictures they print of Hillary or of Bill Clinton. It's always, as you have just suggested, an awful picture of them. To put into, you know, that's what they're selling. They're selling the Republican side, if you will, the right side of the street. And that's their audience. And so people, you know, it's kind of like liking certain types of music, right? I listen to oldies on the radio. Some other people may listen to adult contemporary music. You choose country music, maybe, whatever it is. And this is the same sort of thing, except there's nothing that's going to be harmful about listening to country music over AC music. That's just a choice. But if you're not allowing yourself or availing yourself of the information that is more objective, then what does that say about you, or where's your head at? And how do you make objective decisions on things? And I call to your attention the coverage of January 6th and all of that. It's that stuff is most of the reporting was bad. And that's why people don't really, even to this day, understand what really happened. So anyway, food for thought. 28 after, this is Good Day.
What if you found a $20 bill on the supermarket floor? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could save at least that much by buying in bulk, but not everything. AARP recommends stocking up on bread, which freezes well. Canned fruits and veggies and salmon and tuna are easy to store and have a long shelf life, as does pasta and peanut butter. And stock up when you spot a great deal on toilet paper, paper towels, tissues, and napkins, and plastic wrap, plastic storage bags, and garbage bags. Worst foods to buy in bulk? Big containers of junk food, which goes stale quickly, and cheese, which doesn't freeze well. Because fish has high water content, freezing it too long can result in flavor loss. And olive oil has a limited shelf life. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says that he is, quote, devastated to learn that another American was killed by Hamas. New reports say Judy Weinstein-Hegai was killed during the surprise attacks on October 7th. She was previously believed to have been held captive by Hamas. The announcement of her death comes since her husband was pronounced dead last week. Biden vowed to do everything possible to bring home the remaining hostages. Google has released its list of what people were searching for on the internet the most in 2023. Country music star Jason Aldean came in as the most searched musician after he released that hit single, Try That in a Small Town, which gained widespread attention over the summer. The second most searched musician on Google this year was rapper Ice Spice. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grams on Good Day.
John Bon Jovi. Isn't he one of New Jersey's finest?
No.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Isn't
John Bon Jovi so. From New Jersey? Yeah, he is. All right, crank this up with you, James, please. Isn't it interesting? Tomorrow is tomorrow. Yesterday was yesterday. I don't know how that works. All right, so groups, musical groups that become very well known like that. Is it partially because the music all sounds the same? And I don't mean that negatively. I mean, you can tell U2's, the beating of the drum, like with Sting, you can tell the guitar playing. You could tell Elvis.
You can hear the first
Johnny
Cash.
Right, exactly.
You know which band or musical artist it is. Mm-hmm.
You know what to expect anyway. All right, so we have New Year's around the corner here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, looking into the future and a little bit of the past. One of the stories I was most amused by this past year was the story of a Georgia man who got a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Remember when we talked about that?
Oh, yes.
Remember that? The city didn't really know how to do what they needed to do to figure this out. There was a speeding ticket that was issued, actually it was in September, to a fellow named Connor Cato. And it showed the balance that he owed for speeding in this particular district was $1,480,038.52. And the court said the figure was a typo, but he was told he had to pay it and then get a refund. Of course, everybody's got $1,400,000 in the bank and they can just write a check, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, so I think what they said was it's like a placeholder fine that kind of guarantees that somebody comes to court to further discuss the situation or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Where, didn't they tell him to pay it, though? I thought they told him to pay it. Maybe not. Well, at any rate. Here's an Ohio story.
It was pay the fine or appear in court. It's like they do this to make sure that people actually will come to court, appear in court. Because some people, how often do you know people who get a speeding ticket, they pay the fine, and then they move about their business. They don't actually
go to
court.
That's what they counted on. Yeah, you go through these little municipalities. How many of us have been stopped? I remember going through a rural town in the middle of nowhere in Florida many years ago, and I was doing 56 or 57 in a 55 zone, and I got pulled over, and the police officer said, okay, well, we can solve this problem. I can take you to the local judge, and if you have a MasterCard, we'll take care of the $200 fine. I said to him, I was scared because I was a kid. I was driving, I don't remember, I think my sister's son had just been born, and I went to see her, and I was in the middle of nowhere, frankly. I really was, and I didn't know my way around, and I wasn't as good a talker then as I am now. And so anyway, I followed this guy, and I happened to have a credit card, and I had $500 max on it in those days. And I paid the $200 fine, and then I told a friend of my father's who was a lawyer, or I told my father told a lawyer, and they went after this. They went to this jurisdiction. They went after this judge and the police. It was the judge and the policeman split the 20. They each got $100. That's how it worked. In this town. The fine, $100 went to the judge, $100 went to the cop. And so this lawyer went after him. I got my money back, and it caused a focus on this particular town and the tactics that are used around the country in places like this. Didn't end it, but it called attention to it. You think about how much of this sort of hokey pokey goes on.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think in this situation, they deem it a super speeder and they get this automatic fine. But when you actually go to court, oftentimes it's a lesser penalty and there's some kind of conversation. And if you have somewhat of a clean driving record, you don't have a lot of tickets, the judge might be more lenient. When I first moved to Tennessee, I was pulled over for speeding. And the officer was so kind, so nice, and even said, hey, you have a pretty good record. I recommend you do not pay the ticket. You actually go to court because the judge will give you the option to pay the fine, or you go to a one-day, four-hour driving class, and the ticket is expunged from your record. You don't have to pay a fine. It won't be
that.
In your record. So I did that. And ever since going to that four-hour thing, I've been I've been in favor of the need for driving classes every so many years for people. Anytime you need to redo your license or re-up your license, have to take it just a quick, it doesn't have to be 4 hours, but there were things that I forgot and that I relearned, and then other things that I'm like, wait, I was never even taught this. People were taught this. I never even knew this. And then you realize people who are driving on the road and you're like, oh, that person can't drive because they can't. They probably weren't taught properly.
Well, giving them the benefit of the doubt, which is okay under that circumstance. But there are plenty of people on the road today of all ages, mostly younger and older. who don't know how to drive. They're terrible drivers.
Yeah. And or they don't know how to care.
Well, yeah, there's that. I was last night, I was on the Washington Boulevard coming home, and I had gone to the Costco to get gas. And I pulled out, and I was in the traffic line, and it's a this connection is Washington Boulevard and Lincoln. Some of you who know Venice area of Los Angeles, you know what I'm talking about. So some guy pulls up beside me, and there's a motorcycle in front of him, and I'm in the far right lane, ready to make a turn to the right, and he's 2 inches away from this guy in the motorcycle. And I'm looking at him. He's not looking at me. He's looking at the motorcycle. It was like he was trying to create a situation. You know what I mean? He was, and the guy in the motorcycle knew what was going on, and he kept inching forward, and the guy next to me kept inching forward too, as if he wanted to push the motorcycle guy out of the way. And I thought to myself, what in the, who drives like that? Who thinks like that?
Yeah.
Who is that ornery that
how
you want to cause trouble? It was
so
dark too, by the way. It was dark. Yeah. All right, here's a story from last year from Ohio. This was a story of a football coach. Remember this? He was forced to resign because he referred to some students as Nazis. And this he said he'd meant no harm. He was interviewed. He was the coach of the Brooklyn High School football team. His name is Tim McFarland. He said he never meant any offense by using the term, and it didn't occur to him that it could be taken as anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. Apparently,
it was one of the game calls.
Yeah,
that was
right.
What they titled it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the story of a lady who was walking on the treadmill at the Lifetime Fitness this week in Eagan, Minnesota. All of a sudden, she just collapses. The person working out next to her, who happened to be a doctor, jumped into action, started administering CPR to her. The gym had some employees who knew at least some of how to do CPR and take care of emergency situations, and because of that, the woman's life was saved. I have become so addicted this week to Doc Martin. I haven't watched anything else on TV. I've never had a minute to watch TV. It's because the show has been on PBS for 14 or more years, and it is extraordinary what goes on in this little village in England, what sort of a guy Doc Martin is. The woman who he loves is just the most delightful person. I've been taken by her. But the reason I bring it up now is because they face all, I saw an interview with him, they face all kinds of medical adversity, and they've done the research so that whatever Doc Martin says is 100% accurate. And he spits out stuff. I mean, learning lines when you're doing TV or movies or stuff like that, and having the character, he's playing obviously a role, and in character and knowing all that stuff, that's a real gift, a real art. And mm-hmm. I found myself learning some stuff, you know, watching this show and becoming just very attached to the characters and the whole thing. Isn't it funny how that happens? The show's been on since 2006 or something, and I've never paid any attention to it whatsoever until this week, and I just kind of have. Actually, I think I watched the first episode on the plane coming out here, and that kind of hooked me to it. So anyway, what are you going to watch? What are you looking forward to? This is one of the things about the new year. What will you see? What movies? I went to see The Boys in the Boat yesterday. Do you know that story?
Oh, I'm familiar with that one. That's on my to-do list.
Good book.
Did you like it?
Ah, fabulous. George Clooney directed it. Joel Edgerton, it's E-D-G-E. And I recognized him, but I didn't know why, so I asked Megan when I came home, what was he in? And he's been in all kinds of stuff. Apparently he's an Australian actor. It's just a really good story about the team from Washington State that won the Nationals in crew and then went on to win at the Olympics. And it was just the kind of thing that you want to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours doing on an afternoon when, you know, I've been teasing James because we've been talking a lot about taking time off and doing different things and what he does with his spare time. And this is, I don't have a lot of spare time. When I come to California, I tend to either spend all my time with the children, grandchildren. I have a lot of friends out here, so I spend time with them, or go to the movies. I might not have time to go and see some of the movies that I want to see back home. So, and this was one that was on my list, just to really, anybody who's looking for something to do, maybe over the weekend, if you can find this movie, go see it, called Boys in the Boat. Michigan has allowed Trump to stay on the primary ballot. We've had the conversation, I think last week was Colorado said no. Michigan said, okay, you can be on the Michigan presidential primary ballot. The state's highest court rejected an attempt, the same attempt as in Colorado, to throw him off the ballot. This was a Michigan Court of Appeals decision, which the Supreme Court there did not reconsider. They decided not to. So he stays on the Republican presidential primary ballot. I'm just wondering where this is going to go and how long it'll take to get to our Supreme Court. And then, depending on what they do, will there be other states? There are a lot of states, people that are running states, that want to have Trump not on the ballot. And then people say, well, everybody will write his name in. Don't be too sure of that, because a lot of people just don't know how to do that.
Well, and it still won't matter, right, because the Electoral College appoints.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The aid packages to Ukraine and how much money is being spent, you know, this is something that also is being scrutinized. As we get to the end of the year, people are looking into what's gone on with the money that went to Ukraine. Actually, there's an overall, there's a pit that the Government Accounting Office has found. Take a guess, if you don't know, Jay, how much money the Government Accounting Office has said the government wasted this year. Take a guess. This past year, how much money?
$16 million.
Really? $900 billion.
How?
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Federal government, $900 billion. Think about that. 48 after the hour.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Health time is 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken practices down in Florida. He's got a great practice, and he's a fella that you always, I think, you always find when you leave him that you know a whole lot more. You've had your questions answered. You know how many times we go into doctor's offices and we have questions, you don't have time to ask them. You get sort of shoved out the door, and you're frustrated as all get out. So, practically speaking, I put together this segment of the Good Day Health Program to help you ask questions that you may have or to come up with answers for questions that have been prominently placed in front of me. And because the last couple of weeks we've talked about me and my latest physical and the tests that were taken, I keep getting, the protected connections that you get emails from your doctor, encrypted, all that stuff. And so I've begun to think about whether we really need all those tests. It's expensive sometimes, pretty pricey, these evaluations. So how do you tell, this is the question, whether you really need all the tests? That, and over the years, you know, you and I have had this conversation about what I want to do to have. One of the questions that I answered, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, we went up to New Hampshire and spent $400 or $500 on a special blood test. Remember that? And we looked at it, and things that I'd never thought about before that you can find in your blood. Not necessarily important, but they're good for information. So whether it's blood testing or other things. Oftentimes the doctor will say, if there's something wrong with you and they don't get the, okay, we're going to send you in for tests. And then you have all kinds of tests and they still don't come up with any conclusion. Well, let's have some more tests. So how do you really tell, what tests you need and whether when you're having a physical? I think a lot of times people taking these tests create a lot of mental stress in the recipient
of the
test. Well,
Doug, let's simplify what you're asking. You should never undergo a test unless it's going to have an impact on what you're going to do, okay? That's mm-hmm. one general item. And then you also need to know what your diagnosis is so you get specific treatment. And until you get a diagnosis, you're not going to get better. So usually these tests are done to get to a diagnosis. And that's the reason why they should be done to get the diagnosis. And then you want to know, one easy thing, there are guidelines that are published on tests that are used as a guide, not an absolute. And this is the published approval for indications for these tests. Again, they're not absolute. You need somebody to think these through. And you want to know about the risks of doing whatever test there is and make sure that the potential benefit of the test far outweighs whatever risks there are. And if you have any doubts, this is where a second or third opinion is helpful.
Well, there are a lot of people who feel there's an epidemic of overtesting, very expensive, and it's tempting to take the tests because we want to know. You know, I think about cancer screening tests.
You have to be a little more specific. You can't just paint a broad brush. There's clearly tests that are not necessary, but there are life prolonging, life saving tests that should be done. So you have to really not paint a single broad brush about this whole area.
I think colonoscopies are important, testing for cancer, the stuff that we talk about with regard to heart disease, those sorts of things.
Checking your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your blood pressure. You know, these are life prolonging beyond any doubt, these sorts of things. And, we could spend hours talking about, you know, what test is necessary and what test is questionable. And, you know, instinctively, if you're wondering, ask the doctor to explain why you absolutely need this. You know, what's going to happen if you don't ask it? What's going to happen if we don't do this test?
Mm-hmm. Vitamin D testing is something that has been of late pretty important. Vitamin D levels and what having vitamin D prevents in your body. You know, those are sort of things that are changing, but yet they are, I think they're important anyway, so I pass that along. Dr. Ken, I'm sure, wishes you a happy new year. Maybe next
Absolutely.
Week we should talk about New Year's health resolutions here. In the meantime, it's 59 after the hour on this edition. Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.